Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. Broadcasting live from the Windex City, honey. Yeah, it's still cloudy around here. It's still cloudy. Ain't nothing changed in the Windex City. Cloudy yesterday, cloudy the day before, and cloudy the day before that. Now, listen up in here. It's 32 degrees, I'm telling you. But guess what? It's all sunshine up in here. It is fantastic. French toast and catfish fried Friday. How about that? Listen. It is January 20th, 2023. It is 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa Rum. GumpaRum.com. That's GUPPARUM, GumpaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumpa Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumpa Rum is Steve Gump, baby. Keep on duck walking and shifting, so baby. Listen, I got some bad music for you on today. Independent artist Shy and independent artist Ryan Curry, come on up in here. But before I get into the music, I want you guys to get up into this. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, talk to me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey. Come on. Yeah, baby. People all over the world is hearing your music. People is hearing your music all over the world. Listen, y'all know it's something crazy I done seen in the news. Now, listen, I'm going to comment on Dear Abby. I saw something on Dear Abby. Y'all know I got to put in my 2 cents and everything like that. It's really interesting. There's a Lifestyle magazine online where Dear Abby answers questions from different individuals that write in about relationships and things of that nature. But listen, I'm going to hold that for 1 minute. Put a pin in it, and you want to stick around to hear what's going down on that. But right now, I got some really hot, super music from independent artist Ryan Curran. I told y'all yesterday, I'm going to sign with Ryan. If I have to put my little bit, you know, on my little recorder and send it to him, you know, via internet, via email, whatever. I'm going to sign with Ryan because he is just phenomenal. He is just outstanding. So listen, this one is called Beacon Hill. I want you guys to take a listen to Beacon Hill. Y'all check this out up in here. Mm-hmm.
stand alone and think about the thing that you once loved. Frankly, I still do the same, 'cause no one ever makes a game without a mistake. It's 2 a.m. and I won't sleep. My restless mind plays tricks on me. I still wait for a long lost letter that reads all things we can't see are better. Well, 2 years has up and passed and gone, and I was with someone that didn't exist. Well, fuck it, it makes the story cool, in spite of something cruel, and it makes me human too. It's 2 a.m. and I won't sleep. My restless mind plays tricks on me, and I still wait for a long lost letter that reads all things we can't see are better.
All right, all right. That is Beacon Hill, Beacon Hill, Beacon Hill. Yes, I got some more music for you that's coming up by independent artist. Shar, you're going to love it. Got some great stuff. And it is called No Shenanigans. I love this song. It's called No Shenanigans. You are going to enjoy it. Listen, mama don't like no shenanigans. I don't like no shenanigans early in the morning. Don't like it in the afternoon. And show don't like it late at night. So listen, if you get up on my telephone with some shenanigans, you about to hear something you ain't never heard in your life. Let me tell you something. If you come up in my space with the wrong energy with some shenanigans, you liable to get the flames of hell all up in your face. Listen, your face going to be sizzling. Your hair going to be sizzling. And listen, I'm liable to have your shoes and your toes sizzling if you're coming up in my space with the wrong energy. Listen, I just can't tolerate the wrong kind of energy and the wrong kind of vibe. I guess I'll say, how can you say that when you always turn up on 101,000? Well, listen. I don't live loud. Let me tell you something up in here. And then I'm going to play No Shenanigans. If somebody called me on my telephone, now this is real honest truth. I ain't making this up. If somebody called me on my telephone, and we're having a conversation, right? And then their tone begins to change in the midst of the conversation. Say, for instance, they're really calm and they're having a conversation with me. And then they elevate their voice just a little bit. That's okay. And then they elevate it another notch to level 3. But then I says to them, listen, you got to calm down because I can't take the elevation and the tone of the energy that you're elevating. I don't say it like that, but listen, I don't care who it is. I will tell them, I don't care if the Pope calls me on the telephone. If he elevates his voice with me, I go into a whole hysteria that is beyond anything I can even explain. I really don't understand. I really don't even understand my own self, and I'm walking around in my own body. I'm not walking around in Superman's body. I'm not walking around in Batman's body. I'm in my own body. And I really just can't understand the charge of a person when they elevate their, that's a whole nother class. I'm going to play the song about No Shenanigans. But listen, I'm going to a whole spiel about No Shenanigans. But listen, I can't tolerate the charge when it, I guess I'm explaining my own question, right? I cannot stand the charge when somebody's voice goes from one level to the next level to the next level. Because you know what? It changes the atmosphere. And I'd like a calm atmosphere in my space. And so when a person charges their voice or elevates their voice to a whole different level, it changes the atmosphere to something that feels very uncomfortable, right? It feels very uncomfortable. It's very unsoothing, right? Oh, my gosh, I could go into a whole lesson. But listen, this is on the strength of No Shenanigans. Well, I guess I just answered my question. I really did. I just answered my question. So anyway, I believe your home is your sanctuary. So it should stay that way. So listen, this is No Shenanigans by independent artist Shar.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
change my mind, I won't. He thinks I'm gonna cry, I don't. He thinks two and two means me and him. He don't have a clue of what to do. No, he don't. I'm gonna roll out my bed and let the telephone ring. Yes, I am. He thinks I don't care, I do. He thinks I don't miss him, I do. But he don't treat me the way I want him to. He refused to do what I ask him to. So I just walk out my door and let that telephone ring. Oh yeah. Da 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 da.
All right, that's No Shenanigans, No Shenanigans. I love that song up in here. That needs to be my anthem. You know something? It would be nice. Now, I don't know where this just came from. I guess it came from the song, because on The Shenanigans, she's talking about when her telephone rings. And you know something? I would love to have that song when my phone is ringing and I can't get to it, and it goes to voicemail. Just hear Shar singing that song. No Shenanigans. I'm not kidding up here. I'm not kidding up here. Listen, I got some more music. I have When the World Is on Your Shoulders. I'm going to get to that in 1 second. And listen, I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to get to that song. Y'all know what? I'm really serious when I say when it goes to the voicemail and have that song playing, No Shenanigans. I've heard some interesting voicemails, but I hadn't heard one where a song comes on like that. And why not? Your space is your space. You own your space. I got a lot of classes up in me, don't I? I got a lot of classes in my spirit. I guess I need to be sharing more in 2023. That's what I'm picking up right now. I guess I need to be sharing more wisdom and knowledge and teaching more in 2023, because I always have a lot to give out, but I can't do it playing music and trying to squeeze it in. So you know what? I'm going to make it my mission to give more. Oh, my goodness, I felt that. I'm going to make it my mission to give more in 2023 by way of giving out wisdom and knowledge. Because guess what? Wisdom and knowledge is only really valuable when you give it to others so that they don't make mistakes. Listen, I see a lot of stuff. I see a lot of stuff, people writing books and things of that nature, and I always say, gosh, I wish this person would have had a marketing plan to be more successful before they wrote the book or before they did this song. So listen, and I just downloaded yesterday a plan as far as how to have a really successful promotion. I just downloaded it. So listen, ooh, but that was juicy. I felt that too. Good gosh, from science. And so listen. When you want to give of yourself, it's always a great, because you're giving of yourself to help somebody else. You can't go wrong with that. You really can't go wrong with that. Now, listen, I got to get to this. I got to say my 2 cents on this. This letter from Dear Abby, this young man, not young man, but middle-aged man, wrote in to Dear Abby. Now, listen, guys, he's 59 years old. He asked the young lady he was dating 15 years. He says, a 15-year loving relationship, and the lady is 50 years old, and she said yes. She said yes that she would marry him. You guys, you know what she did? You know what she did to this poor man. Now, she lost a lot of weight, which is a great thing. When you lose a lot of weight, your self-confidence, your level goes up. You feel really great and good about yourself. Hold on. Stay with the story. She loses weight. She buys a new car, and she starts doing things that's not age-appropriate. Let me tell you something. Evidently, he spent 15 years in a relationship with this lady, and he never got to understand what her core values are. Listen, I don't care if you start looking like Lola Brigida. I don't care if you start looking like the most gorgeous woman in the world. I don't care if you went from the blimbo, the blimp. Y'all know the Goodyear blimp. I don't care if you go from looking like the Goodyear blimp to looking like Vanessa Williams. You stay the same person if you have the right foundation. You're not going to start going off doing all these crazy things. And evidently, he didn't know what her core foundation was. That's why I always say, you got to get to know a person's foundation, because if you don't, you're going to end up messed up. Now, listen, he ended up messed up. He's heartbroken. He's hurting. Now, listen, evidently, this young lady, she's 50 years old. She lost a lot of weight. It went to her head. She bought a new car, and she started doing things that's not age-appropriate. Listen, if you don't know a person's foundation and their past, where they came from, if you don't understand that, it's going to bring about some problems in your relationship in the future. And how do I know that? because you're going to start doing things that you wish you had done when you were younger. I am telling you what the God ever do. If you get into a relationship with someone like he did, 50 years old, and you didn't get to experience stuff when you were younger, you know what's going to happen? If you had weight or weight issues when you were younger and you never resolved it as a young teenager or young adult, then you finally resolve it as someone that's 50, you're going to start acting crazy if you don't have that foundation, right? If you never had that foundation, you're going to start doing things that's just going to blow your mind. It's got to blow his mind, and that's what happened. That's what happened in this relationship. So listen, this is so heartbreaking. And then she goes and she rents a motel room. Listen, she's staying in a motel, and she's doing all kinds of different things. Now listen, I'm going to say this really quickly. I'm going to get to the next song when the world is on your shoulder. I'm going to tell you something. I can tell you from experience. I grew up kind of sheltered. Can I say that again? Kind of sheltered. The only girl. Y'all know what I'm saying. I did this. Went to a private school, yada, yada, yada. Went to all-girls school. Then when I got to be an adult, and I was in the church, always in the church, right? You know what I did? I said, listen. I was saying to myself, I never experienced the world before. You know what I did as an adult? I said, listen, I'm going to stop going to church and find out what's going on in the world. And I got a whole lot of worldly experience from doing that. I kid you not. I started going out to nightclubs. I started drinking. And I would dress up. I didn't even know how to dress going to the nightclub. I'd wear my church clothes to the nightclub. Now, how naive is that? I really did. I was wearing my church clothes to the nightclub. And one guy comes in. He says, you ain't even got no business in here. What are you doing? I swear not. I kid you not. This guy comes in. He says, and he walks past me. He know me from Amazon. But he looked at me. He says, what are you doing in here? You don't even belong in here. And so anyway, I was just looking at him like he's crazy. I am telling you. If you have not experienced things from when you were growing up, you're going to try to experience it when you are an adult. And that's it. That's all. And this dear Abby tells him to go and get counseling and save himself, to stop trying to save the young lady and the relationship, because she wouldn't communicate. She only communicates through email and text. She won't have a verbal conversation. There's a reason why people don't have verbal conversations with people. You hear what I'm saying? Oh, God, I ain't got time to go do that, Jesus Christ. But it's on so many levels when a person will not have a vocal or verbal conversation with a person, it goes deep. It goes into the spirit, man. You hear me up in here? So listen, it's a couple of things when people will not speak to you verbally. They do not want to address you as a person, as a human being. They're not ready to deal with you on different levels, psychologically or whatever the issue is. They do not want to spend their vocal time speaking and communication. Because when there's a communication, you have to listen, you have to speak. And so when there's a shutdown in communication, that person does not want to even hear what you got to say. So she's doing emailing and texting because she doesn't want to deal with the mess. She created a mess. She doesn't want to deal with it. She does not want to have an adult conversation with him. And so dear Abby tells the guy, she says to the guy, go and save yourself. Get some therapy. All right, now I got to get on to the next song. Yes, I do. I got to get to the next song, which is When the World is on Your Shoulder. And you guys know I love this song, When the World is on Your Shoulders. Now, this is the remix version. This is the remix. I'm telling you, every time I play Char music, it just brings out a whole nother level in me. And I love that kind of music. I love the kind of music that pulls you. The music that Char delivers, it pulls you up to a whole nother level. And that's what you need to be. Oh, good gosh, I'm doing it again. So when you listen to music, you should listen to things that's going to pull you up to another level, you know, and growth. It's about growth. I believe in growth. You know, if I'm not around people that's scratching me and helping me to grow, then what do I need that for? What do I need that for? So listen, this is When the World is on Your Shoulder. Now listen, this is the remix dance version. Come on, independent artist, y'all. Come on up in here.
Trust in yourself, you will be
All right. When the world is on your shoulder, you know something? When the world is on your shoulder, everybody needs a friend. You need a go-to person. I just love Char. You know, I need to have her on and do an interview. I really do. I need to have an in-depth interview with her. That would be so awesome and so wonderful. So listen, when the world is on your shoulder, you need a friend, your go-to person, your go-to girlfriend, or somebody that you can chit-chat with. You know, your safe place. Everybody needs a person to talk to. That's your safe place. Oh, my goodness, I just got a tingle on that one. If you're in a relationship, let me say this. I got to get on up out of here because I'm pretty much out of time. If you're in a relationship with someone and they don't make you feel like they're your safe place, you're in the wrong relationship. Oh, God, that was a big one. You're in the wrong relationship. If you can't discuss whatever needs to be discussed and you feel safe that it's not going to go any further than with that person, you're in the wrong relationship. And if you're in a relationship where somebody is being dominant over you in action or conversation, I guess today is a deep day. But listen, if you're in a, I'm really serious here. If you're in a relationship with someone and they're being dominant in a conversation verbally or actions, you're in the wrong relationship because that's not a safe place. If you're trying to determine, maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you're trying to determine if you're in the right place, if you're in the right relationship with your person, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you're thinking about leaving, you don't know if you should leave or it's the right thing to do. Well, listen, some things that you can ask yourself to answer your question, if you can have a conversation with that person, and you know that that conversation is not going to go any further, you're in a safe place. But if you have doubts every time you talk to this person, that's not a safe place. You should never have doubts in your mind about the one that you love. You hear what I'm saying? There shouldn't be any doubts. And I know that there's people in relationships. There's all kind of chaos that goes on, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, ask yourself, do you feel safe when you talk to this person, when you have the most intimate conversations? Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe at home? Do you feel safe talking to that person? Do you feel safe when you go into different places? Do they embarrass you at public events? I mean, there's a lot of different questions that you can ask yourself. And at the end of the day, if you're saying yes, that you feel safe with that person, that's your person. That is your person. That's it. That's it. The universe is letting you know that is your person, and you don't have to look no further because it is what it is. If you feel completely safe, oh, good gosh, that is it. That's it, guys. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's really been a stone cold blast. Thank you, Char. I really thank you. You taught so many lessons through your music, and I think music should do that. Music should teach us lessons. It should give us some positivity. It should give us some great positive vibes. You know what I'm saying? So thank you, Char. Thank you, Ryan, for what you do. You both are so awesome. And guess what? I'll get to come back later on today and do it all over again.
He's the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.